I was five, and my paternal grandfather died, and my grandmother came to stay with us with the long black veil over her face and so on. How scary that was. Mm-hmm.
If someone asked you, how are you, and you were about average, you'd say?
Oh, so-so. Okay. Fair to middling. Mm-hmm. That's a cotton expression.
If your wife were concerned about the children being out late, you might say, they'll be home all right, just don't.
Don't worry, I think I'd say. Mm-hmm.
And the disease of the joints that older people get is called?
Certainly the old people in my family said rheumatism, and they pronounced the M as if it were Z-U-M almost. Not rheumatics, not rheumatiz. Mm-hmm. I've heard a lot of people in recent years saying arthritis in four syllables. Mm-hmm. But then,
that goes with...
This is a true story. I can't pass it up. Okay. This old colored woman was on the bus in front of me, and she said, you know, the doctor say I got close vein. And the one says, what's it? What you got? He said, oh yeah, they close. He said, they're very close.
What do you call a disease that used to kill children a lot? It's a throat disease. You get a shot.
Well, yeah, I know what you mean. And I'm thinking that I know better, I suppose, than say diphtheria, but I think that the people around me said diphtheria with a P.
Mm-hmm. And the disease that turns your skin and eyeballs yellow is?
Jaundice, or yellow jaundice.
And if you have to have your appendix taken out, you've had an attack of?
Appendicitis.
If your food doesn't agree with you and comes back up, then he has to?
There are all kinds of euphemisms for that. Vomit would be the simplest way of putting it, I suppose. To lose your lunch is a fairly common one, certainly, that I can think of. My children all say barf, but that's new to me in the last decade or two.
Is there a particularly crude one?
Upchuck.
Is that crude?
A little bit.
Anything worse than upchuck?
Puke is the historic word, of course.
And if someone...
Certainly my mother wouldn't have tolerated that in the family.
If someone felt as though he needed to lose his lunch, you would say he feels sick where?
Sick to my stomach.
Okay. And just to finish the sentence, she'd hardly got the news when she came right over.
I'm not getting your drift there. Hardly news about what?
She got the news, doesn't matter. She came over.
To tell it?
That's fine. Okay.
To spread the news?
Mm-hmm. And just to, again, fill in the blank, if he doesn't come, I blank be disappointed.
I'll.
Is that shall or will?
I have no idea. Shall is only used, as far as I know, in the permissive, in the interrogative, shall I tell him.
Mm-hmm, okay. If both of you are going to be glad to see me, you might say we.
We are.
Again, using shall or will.
We'll be glad. We will be glad. Not okay. We shall.
Would you ever say proud to mean glad? I'm proud to see you.
No, that sounds very stage rustic to me.
Mm-hmm. What do you say a boy is doing when he keeps going over to see the same girl all the time?
The common word among kids when I was a kid was spooking her.
I can't believe I ever heard that.
In other words, always there, mm-hmm. like a ghost shadowing her. But courting is the old-fashioned word. He's her beau. He's. Mm-hmm.
Any other terms for what he is to her?
Boyfriend was the common word, certainly in my childhood. Do you know the difference that is made by blacks in these parts and in Mississippi between a